You guys got a new album out, right?
We have a new album out. It's called Hallelujah. Came out in February. The first single on that was By the Blood, and we just put out a cool 360 video for a song called Help to Pay, which is one of the, I guess, newer ones that are out. So, yeah, man, we're doing a little winter run, a little Christmas run.
What can we expect when you guys come to town on Friday?
Lasers and dragons and all kinds of stuff, man. We've got a lot of stuff on rental. Should be coming out. Now, you got a kick-ass rock show, man. We have a lot of great new material with Jason Moreno, but we also pay our respect to Dave Williams and all those stuff, man. It's never planned, man, but just never fails, man. We always seem to go into the center record. We want to play in the whole damn record every night, too. Just a mix of everything, man. We've had, you know, six records deep now. I never know what we're doing night to night. We always have a game plan to get on stage and somebody calls out another song and we play it. So it's kind of like a Grateful Dead thing. We start out with a game plan, but every night's different. So if you want to see all of our songs, you just have to come to every show on the whole tour. You know, we've just been doing this a long. We have a really great fan base. And just been touring around, you know, 15 years. So every town I go to, you're always catching up with old friends. You're always making new friends. It's just cool that we have that vibe on the stage and the crowd.
What do you guys like to eat while you're out on the road? You guys got anything, any cool places you like to stop?
You know, I always forget to eat because I'm so busy. And the doors are open. I like to hang out with the fans. I like to watch the other bands before even play. Nice. So I'm always going, like last night, I got on the bus and we left. I'm like, we have any food on the bus? No, we don't have anything. I got up this morning, we cracked the trailer, and we just started loading and set it up, and I'm like, I need to go get some food. I need to go eat. I like to eat anything if I can. I drink a lot of water and then a lot of beer. So it's a little bit, I guess it's a liquid diet.
Liquid diet, that's a good way to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get back on a healthy train when I get home to balance, but anything and everything, man. Nobody's chicken.
Are you guys listening to anything right now that you're like really digging on music-wise?
Dude, I listen to everything, and Jason's always, our singer Jason Moreno, kind of always playing DJ over there, and he's got a wide range of stuff from like old school 80s pop, 80s now, 90s. You never know what's going to get. He just, like a few minutes ago, we had Machida on, so we had that cranked up. Pantera is always in the playlist for you every single day. Can't get to be a day without hearing some Pantera. I mean, that's always on a list.
You guys got any good tour stories for me?
I'll tell a super classic one just because it popped in my head. I was talking about Dimebag last night. Anyway, we did a show in Detroit back in the day. We were touring actually with Damage Plan. Dom had, I guess he made some friends on some other tour. He had a local band come on. And the whole time they were playing, he was going up to the drummer and he was taping bottle rockets to his cymbals in hopes that it would light it and it would spin. But cymbals do heavy. So during their whole set, they had Dimebag up there taping bottle rockets and lighting them off and stuff blowing up in the drummer's face. It was pretty hilarious. It was a good time. That was the one where I was kind of trying to hide from him, man. He had a big old jug of freaking Crown Royal, like the Hamill jug. He was like, come on, Squeege, let's do this. It was like 3 o'clock. We wanted to get started. Needless to say, by that show, I was pretty lit up.
What's the drink of choice for the band?
We've been drinking on the Tito's Vodka. I absolutely love it. Also, a friend of ours started a new company a couple of years ago called Colcock Whiskey. I'm a fan of the Colcock Whiskey. It's good stuff. Crazy name. I don't feel all hungover and destroyed the next day when I drink that stuff. So that's one thing I definitely do like about it. Like a teenager again, when you can get hammered and get it the next day, it's like no big deal. Some days it catches me, some days it doesn't, man. It's, you never know what you're going to get, man. But there's definitely been days here in the last few years where it's like, oh my God, today I hurt. But I do, why did I do that? Why did I drink 2 bottles? Just on an alcoholic note here, it's funny because like I do, when I'm at the house, I try to do the balance. I try to eat healthy and try not to drink so much because when I'm out on the road, I mean, every night's a party. You're going to drink with the fans. It's just going to happen. I don't want to be that guy, you know, oh no, can't drink. So, it's funny how you literally, because I've done it so many times, like people, you start working out, first 2 weeks you're sore, and then after that you're in the groove. It's like same thing with drinking, man. It's like a week or two into it, you down the bottle and then nothing. It's like, I need this second one now. 2, should we get 3 tonight? So you feel the tolerance build up, man. It's rock and roll.
Really getting excited for the show, of course, on Friday at the Regency. It's going to be badass, man.
Yeah, it's going to be good times, man. Come on out and have a shot with us. We'll do it for Don, man.